Daryl Beck, legendary fundraiser and philanthropist who was dedicated to improving the quality of life in Decatur, was inducted into the Decatur Hall of Fame on Tuesday. Beck was inducted ahead of the 66th Annual Community Thanksgiving Luncheon, which saw a record crowd of more than 800 attend the event, which featured local businessman Dave Koshinski as the featured speaker. The luncheon was broadcast live on Talk 101. The Decatur Public Library will be closed Thursday, November 22nd, in observance of Thanksgiving Day. Regular hours will resume on Friday, November 23rd. And Santa's House opens in downtown Decatur, Central Park, starting November 24th. The Santa House, of course, free to visit. Everyone encouraged to bring their own camera or phone to take photos. Donations are welcome. Any profit from the Santa House goes to help maintain Santa's House. Santa's House will remain open until December 24th. From the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Scott Busboom reporting. News this hour brought to you by the Brass Horn. The Brass Horn, located in the heart of downtown Decatur, providing big city selection with small town service. The Brass Horn. Want big city selection with simply small town service? Let me share with you a secret. It's the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur. George and Ryan have a great selection of men's clothing, from dress to casual and everything in between, including accessories. Listen, you want to look your best, so why skimp? Shop a locally owned and operated store that simply provides you the best value for your men's clothing dollar. The Brass Horn, located at the corner of Merchant and Prairie in the heart of downtown Decatur. You owe it to yourself to come in today.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earn. Alternative way. Our customers we've pleased since the 1970s. Life just got a little better thanks to Merry Man Herbs.
Menards Christmas Catalog is a wonderland of holiday savings. Clean up tough messes wet or dry with Shop Vac. Get the 5.5 horsepower 12-gallon heavy-duty wet-dry vac or the 5.5 horsepower 10-gallon stainless steel wet-dry vac, your choice. Just $69.99 each during Menards Christmas Catalog Sale. Sale prices good through December 1st. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
After 10 great years of business, your Decatur Area Furnish 123 has made the tough decision to close its doors. Our loss is your gain. $2 million of quality name brand furniture and mattresses must be immediately liquidated. Bring your truck, bring your trailer, everything in the store wall to wall must go. Nothing held back. New merchandise is arriving daily until our warehouses and storefront is empty. No reasonable offers will be refused. Our lenders have graciously agreed to offer special 24 months 0% financing to the public in order to expedite this liquidation. We will be open 7 days a week until every piece of furniture is gone. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime going out of business furniture liquidation going on now at your Decatur Furnish 123, located at 4705 East Maryland, inside the Mount Zion Walmart Plaza. When you see it, buy it. When it's gone, it's gone.
Central Illinois HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hi, Dave. Let's talk about that job you posted for a senior manager.
Okay, I've got a lot of applicants already.
Dave, you posted on that huge national job site. What a waste. One guy says he's been everything from dog walker to a stay-at-home uncle.
You hear stay-at-home uncle and dog walker, and I hear super fun guy who loves animals.
Posting on that huge national job site just wastes our time scrolling through irrelevant applicants.
Look, I said we're looking for people who are willing to take chances and have a great sense of humor, and here's a guy who's a skydiving clown. That sounds qualified to me.
We need serious applications from local candidates.
Don't be silly. You found me on a huge national job site.
Please don't remind me, Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We don't discriminate against people named Dave. Dave is a common name, fun to say, and so we're using it as a catch-all for lackluster bosses everywhere. They post jobs on the big national job boards because they really don't care. Please do not write us to tell us you're a Dave who was insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson with your Talk 101 forecast. Another day with lots of sunshine here across the capital city. Your forecast is calling for clear skies through much of this afternoon. Temperatures reaching the middle 40s. And as we head towards tonight, a few clouds will work in. Otherwise, temperatures on the chilly side in the upper 20s. And looking ahead towards our Turkey Day, we'll be seeing lots of sunshine. Temperatures on the mild side sitting in the low 50s. That's a look at your forecast from the Storm Center at WAND.
We want to hear from you. The Lockhart Barber College phone lines are now open at 450-8255. For those listening this morning outside the area code, that's 217-450-TALK. Now, here's Scott and Doug.
627, Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur, Talk 101 FM, online at DecaturRadio.com, and speaking of Dot King, it's Mike King, he's in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, our little Peggy Fleming, here, since we're talking about ice skating.
Herb Talk. Our what, Doug?
Our little Peggy Fleming. Do you remember Peggy Fleming?
Yes, I do.
The 1968 Grenoble, France Olympics?
I used to play ice hockey. I did. I was on the Bantam A team here in Decatur way back in the day. Yeah, in high school, and I played left defense and right wing. That's kind of unusual, so I like to play left. I would play right defense, too, but I also played right wing so I could get out on the ice, too. Because left defense, you know, you're kind of stuck on your side.
I knew a kid that wanted to play goalie all the time, and I asked him, why do you like to play goalie? He says, I don't like to skate.
That would be, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, I loved it. That was out at the Fairview Park.
Yeah, back in those
days.
Yeah,
back in the day. Yeah,
when I first moved here, it was out of Fairview.
Yeah, man, it was awesome. Because
the Civic Center wasn't built yet.
No, and I loved being able to look at the park and skate and all of that. It was fun. I also...
Nothing like that wind whipping through there.
Started doing figure skating at first, and then I got into ice hockey, and I love that. Yeah. Because that's what they rented there was figure skates. And I thought, man, I want to play ice hockey.
Yeah.
Hey,
very quickly, give us your disclaimer, please.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your health care needs. Is that kind of like when you get stopped on the highway and they give you that alcohol test? Is that what you're doing for me when I do this just to make sure I'm with it, Doug? Is that what that's about?
You don't seem impaired to me.
I don't seem impaired yet?
No.
Are you sure about that?
I am now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Are you sure that
I thought
I'm
you were having a stroke. I didn't realize you were drunk.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Hey, listen.
Hey, Scott.
Has a big announcement because
he does.
Mike and Scott have worked on giving away a free lunch.
Yeah, with the Chef Pear and Merryman, we are doing a Thanksgiving dinner for 12 giveaway. And do we know who the winner is?
We do.
We looked at that, yeah.
Our nomination comes from Amber Thompson.
Okay.
And Amber nominated Dale and Ann McKinney from Decatur.
Yeah.
And she goes on to say that they are a wonderful family who has adopted 15 children from all over the world.
Wow.
Each child has special needs, but is loved unconditionally.
Oh, that's... I'm just getting, like, goosebumps, man.
You should feel good about selecting that person, Mike.
I really do. I feel very good about this.
She goes on to say, such an amazing family that has such an inspiring story. They help so many people. This would be such a blessing for them.
And you guys will be getting in contact with them today.
Yeah, what you do, give us a call at 217-429-1555. Ask for Liz. And just to give you an idea, heads up, the turkey's already sliced, ready to go. We have mashed potatoes, dressing, carrots. Liz has made a caramel apple cheesecake, the Wind and Willow. It's a feature fall flavor. Liz makes awesome cheesecakes.
What is that phone number again, slowly?
Sure. 217-429-1555. And it will be available for pickup Wednesday. That's today.
That's today.
Yes, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. So just give us a call. The railroad tracks have been closed. I was there yesterday. The Morse driveway people, the railroad, everybody's boop. You know what? I mean, they've really tried. They've got it opened up. It's supposed to open up today. I talked to one of the managers there. They had to let the blacktop cure and everything, but they were going to open it up. Last I heard this morning.
But
so call us to make
the
sure.
Tracks are not open.
You can come up the back way.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So it should be open today. And, of course, we'll be posting it on Facebook to let everybody know. In fact, I might call back into the radio station if I find out before the show's over and let you know if it is open. So, but I was told it would be open this morning.
Right,
they promised me.
the bottom
they
line.
They promised me.
Because the McKennys have won our.
Yes. Our congratulations.
You just sent them the phone numbers.
I just did, yes.
Because if they're not up listening, you announcing the phone number is not going to help.
Much. Yeah, so that's a good deal.
I have sent Amber the phone number for them to call, so hopefully will make contact with you guys here in a little bit.
Sure, sure. We'll open at 9 a.m. Give us a call. Ask for Liz, 217-429-1555.
Right,
we are very honored. We're very honored to do this. And Chef Pear and Merry Man have come together. He did all the cooking. In fact, he provided some of the food, too. Liz went shopping. And we have the Berry iced tea also for them, so they'll get that treat also. So I think and it's one of these things where you just stick it in the oven or some of this will be, you pull it out of the refrigerator or put it in the oven. Liz will tell you how to do everything, and then you don't have to, it's an aluminum pan, so there's no cleanup, no mess. They're going to have a good time. And the food, chef's food is always gooder.
Now, you have some other giveaways.
Yes! Oh, my gosh. Liz and our staff, my mouth is already watering. We're going to have a holiday open house this Sunday, November 25th, 1 to 5 p.m. We do open at noon on Sundays, 12 to 5, but the open house is 1 to 5, and there's lots of sweet and savory treats to sample, as well as our warm mulled cider and eggnog. Now, that eggnog probably won't be spiked, but you never know. I might get around to doing something ornery.
Well, then the kids have an issue there.
Well, no, we would never do that. But, yeah. Well, yeah, you're a kid, Doug. We got to watch for you now, right?
I don't drink.
I don't either. I haven't for a long time. We're giving away a gift basket. So it's full of edible treats and kitchen gadgets, and it's retail value $60.
Wow.
Sign up in the store to win. And we also have gift baskets made up for purchase, or we can actually customize one for somebody or for their special list. So if you want to come in and say, hey, I want to spend $20, $30, $40. I like this basket over here. Fill it with stuff for my wife or my husband or my grandma or whatever. We can do that. So, I mean, we've got a lot of gourmet items. We've got a lot of gift items. We got kitchen gadgets. We've got Decatur made. We have people that'll come in and say, hey, I just want stuff that's made in Decatur. We do make a lot of stuff out of Merry Man, so we have Decatur made products.
You have the best lemonade in North America.
Oh, well, thank you.
Do you?
Thank you.
Oh, God, yeah, he does.
Oh,
I
yeah,
know
we
did.
Got.
They brought it in here one day. That was
all kinds. Yeah, that lavender lemonade. You love that lavender lemonade. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, for the open house, Liz is going to have tastings. She's going to do 20 items. Now, she didn't give me the full list because we would be here all day doing this. But she's going to have savory herb and pecan dip. Betty Watkins cheese ball. Those people that knew my mom always fixed Betty Watkins. That was one of her friends, old friends, and it is just awesome. She always had Betty Watkins cheese ball. Toasted crostini, which is the little bread rounds, with goat cheese and balsamic onion jam. Orzo salad with roasted red pepper dressing. These are all tastings. You could actually probably come out and have a meal, it sounds like. Liz, are you sure about this? I hope she's listening. I don't know. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Caramel apple cheesecake with caramel apple butter. And that's what we put for the Thanksgiving dinner. She's doing another one as a sampling.
We should probably try that ahead of, the open house.
Man.
Just to make sure it's safe.
Yeah, you guys need to come out and sample everything. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. I thought that was my job. Well, you could come too, Scott. I don't know about Doug, but I'll let you. Poor Doug. We're always picking on Doug. Anyway, we like Doug better. We just don't want to let him know. Anyway, warm mold cider.
Yes.
That's the Aspen. We have several brands. We have a lot of selection there. But the Aspen mold cider is a classic. I think we've been selling that for 40 years. Long, long time. Eggnog. Now, this is what I'm excited about. Liz has eggnog, and then she's got like a little smiley face. Eggnog milkshakes.
Oh.
Can you imagine an eggnog milkshake? Oh,
MG.
You can do whatever you want, Doug. Sure. You can jazz it up. We'll put sprinkles on it for you. Whatever. Sweet onion relish dip.
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles. He wants sprinkles on there.
I'm a sprinkles guy.
He's a sprinkles kind of guy, yeah. And you like your crust off your bread, too, right? That's what we heard?
No, that's not correct.
And you like cucumbers
and asparagus? I said that was false.
You like Brussels? You like cauliflower, too, don't you? I know you love cauliflower.
Right off that chair.
Doug loves cauliflower.
Did you see him throw Brussels sprouts in the middle of that?
Yeah, I snuck those in too. Yeah,
he lost me after he said Brussels
now,
sprouts.
Now, honestly, yes, this sir. Is an honest
I'm
question.
I'm not done yet.
I know you're not.
Okay.
Done, but all you're right. going to be done for a minute here. Listen.
Yeah, okay.
For your Thanksgiving dinner, yeah. You don't have Brussels sprouts, do you?
Oh, no. Okay, that's good. Not, no.
God
in
bless
fact,
you.
In fact, the carrots, I don't know. Chef usually does like brown sugar and stuff in. I could just imagine what all this food is going to be like awesome food.
All right.
So I've had his recipe. Okay. I've had his food before.
I just wanted to make sure there were no Brussels sprouts in your meal.
No.
They're bad for you.
Because we kind of figured there'll be kids and stuff. We've got stuff that's just going to be awesome for that. And then, okay, back to the 20 items of tastings. Mini toasted pizza bites.
Oh.
With Spoon Herbal Sauce. You guys have had that Spoon Herbal Sauce before.
Yeah.
Now, oh,
yeah.
This is super secret information, but Liz is contemplating on doing the broiler melt. Now, there's a story behind this. My two nephews actually took it outside one year over the broiler melts. So it's our dilly dip on basically like a twice-baked potato, and you put that dilly dip with a Parmesan cheese. You have never had, because people put sour cream or something like that on a baked potato. This is our dilly dip with Parmesan cheese on a baked potato. I got to get you guys a sample of it. It's better than crack, man. This stuff is awesome. It's so addictive. You can't not eat a ton of it. I mean, you just got to have more and more and more. I mean, it just tastes like more. It's almost like when you start eating Doritos or something, you know, you just have to have more and more and more of those.
It tastes like more.
It tastes like more. It's gooder. It's goodest. It's good as good or better best. Anyway, my nephews, mom fixed a big pan, and one of my nephews, you know, we'd all eat, and there's about like half of it left. One of my nephews took the whole half of that pan and put it on his plate, and his brother was like, "You didn't. I wanted more of that. You didn't just take all the rest of it." He's like, "Yeah, it's mine." And it's like, "Okay, we're going outside." And mom's like, "No." Their grandmother's like, no fighting. And he's like, "No, I'm getting you. Whoever wins is going to get that plate full." So the next year after that, mom always did two pans because she didn't like all the fighting. I mean, they really actually, it was that good. They threw it down, man. That was it. You don't eat all the broiler melts. You save some. You don't eat it all. You don't go take a half a pan for yourself. You don't. You got to eat some Brussels sprouts first. Dog.
Shut up.
Oh, God.
My mom's Brussels sprouts were good. They were good.
God, Mike.
She put sugar in them
what,
and butter.
It may be Thanksgiving. You're going to be thinking, get Thanksgiving all the way out to the car by the time I get done with it.
Oh,
Brussels
my.
Sprouts.
Yeah, they're good, man.
No,
you've never had them fixed properly.
You can put bacon
in them.
Listen.
Have you ever had them with bacon and all that and jazzed up?
Yes. It's still Brussels
and
sprouts.
You still don't like them?
They're Brussels sprouts. The bacon's wonderful. The Brussels sprouts.
You picked the bacon out.
Listen.
Friend. Yeah.
We had one delivered one Thanksgiving that I got to sit at.
Yeah.
And it reinforced my attitude that Brussels sprouts are basically nothing more than little baby lettuce turds. Okay? Because
baby lettuce turds.
Yeah, because they said
we put
mushrooms and we put walnuts and we had bacon and balsamic vinegar.
Can still taste
and
them.
You know what? It's like coffee. Coffee is crap.
No, no,
you
no.
Know why?
Hey, because, stop it.
Because
watch it.
You put all of that stuff in it to make it taste better, and you know what you got? You still got crap with all that stuff in it to make it taste better.
I drink it black.
Liz has a special recipe.
I'm a man.
That she
Stop
got
it.
From Emeril. A special recipe. Or, oh, no, it was a Jacques Poupon has a Brussels sprouts recipe that has like butter and bacon and all this other seasoning and it's cooked up. It doesn't even taste like Brussels sprouts
anymore.
Did you
say Grey Poupon on it?
No, Jacques Poupon, the Julia.
Is that another type of mustard?
The French chef.
I would rather take
Jacques.
A knife in the back
no,
of my hand.
I'm going to bring some to you guys
to
one
have,
of these
have
days.
Brussels sprouts.
I'm going to bring some. I'm
don't!
Gonna, I'm going to
no.
have
don't!
Liz.
Don't! We're not touching
I'm
them!
I'm having Liz.
It's a waste of food.
But if Liz brought
it's
it,
a
you'd
sin.
Have to be nice.
Don't bring them in here. It's a
you'd
sin.
You'd have
We're
to be nice
them.
If Liz
no,
brought them.
No,
I'm doing it.
I love Liz. I'm going to tell you right now. Brussels sprout.
I'm doing it.
I don't want to smell a Brussels sprout anymore.
I won't tell you what it is. It'll be in with the dilly dip.
If you say, I'm not going to tell you what this is, taste it, I'm not doing it.
It'll be in with the spoon herbal. He won't know.
No, Scott, we'll do it to Doug.
Oh, we'll do it to Doug. He won't even know.
Because he's not doing it either.
I'm not doing it. You'll like it.
No.
And then he'll
I won't like it. I'm telling you.
He will like it. You'll both like it.
Bring it in here.
It's going to continue coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Bus Boom and Wolf Talk 101 FM.
That daily grind stuck in an office was never for you. You needed an office that moved, preferably one with 18 wheels, and where the path through the break room changes every day. You're a truck driver. It's in your blood. And you are exactly who we're looking for.
S&G Farms Trucking asks, do you have a Class A CDL license? Want to be home nights and weekends? Get paid 5 holidays after 90 days? S&G Farms Trucking can help. Please call 217-825-3238.
Are you looking to change jobs or even begin a new career? Securitas in Decatur is now hiring for full and part-time second and third shift security officers and is also hiring EMTs. If you've got great customer service skills and can pass a drug screen and background check, this might be the perfect fit. Call Katie today at 309-673-9157 for more information or go online and search the jobs in the Decatur area at securitasjobs.com.
Starting December 7th through December 16th, discover the true meaning of Christmas at the Little Theater on the Square with Believe, the Miracles of Christmas. Believe is a new Christmas musical for the entire family about Becca, a young woman who has lost the spirit of Christmas, and her angelic friend Michael, who guides her through the holidays as they struggle with the canceled flights, busy malls, and helping a struggling church find new hope. Featuring fabulous holiday tunes, including Jingle Bells, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Oh Holy Night, and many more. All tickets just $25. Buy online at thelittletheater.org.
Don't miss Small Business Saturday specials from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Liaison Home Automation. They'll be offering specials on TVs and will match big box store advertised pricing for the same model. Get a free Blu-ray player with TVs over 55 inches. Sony headphones start at just $79.99. Make the home theater of your dreams this Christmas with motorized theater seating starting at $5.99, all leather chairs at $8.99, and 4K Blu-ray players for just $149. They carry Bose and Sonos wireless speakers and a wide selection of speaker bars. Come try them out before you buy. Liaison, located at 288 North Park Street, across from the post office and transfer house, and online at liaisonhomes.com.
The Masterforce brushless drill and driver gives up to 1.5 times the battery life. And who doesn't love time and a half? The 20-volt brushless drill, part of the Masterforce cordless tool solution. Masterforce, available at Menards.
Acre to acre, year to year, generation to generation. Nobody scrutinizes performance like you do. And acre to acre, year to year, generation to generation. Nobody delivers consistent performance like Asgrow, the highest yielding soybean seed in the U.S., offering 100% exclusive genetics and innovation to keep you farming out in front. Ask your dealer how much further you can grow when Asgrow leads the way. Performance may vary. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
A history of success. It's more than a goal. It's your legacy. That's why you can place your confidence in the consistently superior yields of DeKalb and grow boldly. Backed by 100% exclusive genetics and leading innovations to help your crops stand stronger and your bins fill faster. Ask your dealer how DeKalb can help you ensure a future of performance. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Performance may vary.
They promise absolutely nothing every day but information, conversation, and smiles. Now, let's get back to Bus Boom and Wolf on Talk 101. And also live on the free download, free-to-use DecaturRadio.com app for your phone or tablet.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur, Talk 101 FM.
Brussels sprouts and oyster pudding and herb talk.
There we go. Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm back
My Aunt Martha makes the best oyster pudding. She gets the raw oysters and cooks it up with butter and Ritz crackers. And oh my gosh, Doug, it's awesome. But I heard you're allergic to them.
I'm allergic to any kind of shellfish, so yeah. Oysters would be a bad thing.
Oh man, it's so good. Aunt Martha makes it special for me because I love her oyster pudding.
Mike said in the break, it gives you diarrhea. I said, no, I'll die before we ever get to the Rhea.
Oh, Doug.
You okay over there, Scott?
Yeah.
Hey, Liz, bring those Brussels sprouts. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. I'm doing smoke signals here.
Hey, listen. All right.
By the way, don't kill me. I have a story to do today for WNBC.
Okay. All right, Doug. All right.
We need to talk, of course, about your holiday hours because, of course, Black Friday's coming up. You'd like to have a few people come see you during Black Friday.
Yes, we would love that. 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sundays. We will be closed Thanksgiving Day only. So we're open 9 to 5 on Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. We're open all next week. The railroad should be open. They told me it would be open this morning. We will be posting it. We'll let everybody know. Call, at least today, call before you come out.
If the railroad is still closed, this does not mean you are closed.
Oh, no. We are open. We've been open through this whole thing. We are, and I imagine today I'm going to talk to the powers that be. But we'll probably still continue that 5% discount on top of everything. So now's the time. We'll probably do it on Black Friday. I'm going to talk to my operations manager or the vice president of operations.
Liz?
Yeah, or Rob.
He said the probably. Powers that be. I'm picturing him talking Liz. To himself on the way back to the
right. But I think I'm going to try to talk to somebody and see if we can extend that. So give us a call. We want you guys to come out. It's you know, we've missed a lot of our customers. I know it was a great inconvenience, but it's over. So come on out. Visit us. We're going to have the big open house on Sunday, noon to 5, all kinds of goodies. And, you know, we're open. We're open for business.
Does Norfolk Southern at least send you a nice thank you card?
No, Christmas card, anything. No, we didn't really even know this was going to happen until they put the sign up by the tracks. Yeah. Nobody even called us, so... But the guys out there, I saw them working. At least the Morse, the blacktop, the Morse driveway people. I saw them. They were like really, all of them, all these. When they let them get on there, they were all working really hard and fast. So I appreciate that. I really did. I went out there the other day and I thanked them. I said, by the way, when it's going to be open? Oh, tomorrow. It's got to let it cure out overnight. Yeah. You know, because they don't want the big heavy trucks.
They were doing quite a few crossings because they were doing one on North Water Street too.
I was told there were 6 closed across town all at the same time, and this is kind of a scary time of year because the weather isn't going to, you know, always cooperate. I was getting
snow last week.
Yes, we did.
When is your big open house coming up?
The big open house is this Sunday. From 1 to 5, we open at noon, but, you know, we got to get a little chance to get everything out and set up. So it's 1 to 5. Come on out. We've got full staff on definitely like Friday and Saturday. If you want to start getting early gifts, I mean, we're going to be doing gift baskets. We've got all kinds of – we got a whole bunch of gadgets in. We got a whole huge truck shipment in the other day of the jams and jellies and dip mixes and sauces and seasonings and spices and herbs and kitchen gadgets and teas and even gift cards and, of course, all of our supplements and our gluten-free. We got all kinds of chips. We got all kinds of – we got European imports. We got all of this you know, like Linder balls and there's, I don't even know what they're called. There's these little swirly
lavender
things.
Lemonade.
We could get that for you, but we've got the lavender to make the lemonade and the recipe's right on there. So yeah, you could definitely do that.
Dilly dip.
Oh, we got the dilly dip, tons of dilly dip, herb dip, salad dip. We've got the meatloaf mix, spoon herbal sauce, lemon thyme jelly. Oh my gosh. And we've got the special barbecue sauces that Chef has put together so you can take all of the different sauces and we have recipes to blend your own or make your own. We even have like a pretzel. There's a raspberry pretzel dip and a mustard pretzel dip. We're going to be sampling a lot of that. All kinds of salad dressings. Some of those like the summer tomato and the Vidalia onion relish. We've got the hot pepper jellies. We've got the mint jellies, jelly, muskrat jelly. I don't know. We've got, you name it, we've got the jellies. And jams.
And again, we want to congratulate Dale and Ann McKinney from Decatur. Amber Thompson nominated them. They're going to get the Thanksgiving dinner courtesy of Merry Man.
So happy. Merry Man and Chef Brian Pear, give us a call at 217-429-1555. We will be open 9 to 5. Today, come on out, talk to Liz, she can help you. And we got the trays, the big trays, and the turkey sliced, everything's ready to go. So it's a matter of just sticking it in the oven, bringing it up temp, and serving it. And it should everybody, you know, one of the things about Thanksgiving that's kind of rough, and we've done a class on this before, is, you know, sometimes there are certain people in the kitchen preparing it and they don't get to be with the family. So it's kind of nice to have it pre-prepared and everything prepared so you can be with your family and enjoy all of that and not have to be stuck in the kitchen and away from everybody. Is that the flashing lights?
It is. Already? You're done. It is.
Already?
So. Yes.
Oh, well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right, Mike.
Herb Talk.
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. And
yes.
We'll see you.
And we're so glad for
you will be back next Thursday.
Yes, we will.
All right.
Yes,
thanks.
We will.
Thank you.
Or I will.
Mike King, Merry Man Herbs.
All right.
We lock the doors next Thursday, will you?
We'll head up to the phone lines, and we say good morning to Jeff Nally from the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. Jeff, good morning.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
Good morning.
I'm taking nourishment, doing okay.
That's good.